BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
It's 4 o'clock. I'm Sam. I'm 18 and from Barnstaple. You might not know this, but my cousin's best friend's dad is the voice of the meerkat of the advert. Anyway, now it's time for my favourite show on the radio. Scott Mills!
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
So Sam introduced the show today, and his cousin's best friend's dad is the voice of the meerkat on the telly adverts. This is exciting news, Sam.
Is it?
Well, yeah, to me. Weren't you excited when he got that job?
I would be, definitely.
Which one is he? Is he the one that gets the new laptop on a bob, or the one that gives out the laptop on a bob?
Now, is that Becky?
Mm.
That's a great honour. I think he does most of all the voices off the advert.
And do you know him very well?
No, not really.
You met him?
Yeah, once, actually.
Did you ask him to do the voice?
No, I didn't, because that was before he did it, so it was a while ago.
Oh, right.
Is that his real voice?
No, because it's a voice that he does for the...
Oh, okay, because some actors, they just use their normal voice, they don't...
I'm not being funny, Becky. Imagine that was his real voice.
What are you saying?
I don't think it would be.
Why not?
I just don't think people would speak like that. Do you, Chris? Really?
Yes. Like whole countries. Simples.
All right, well, thank you very much for introducing the show today.
Thank you very much.
Love you, bye.
Great honour to speak to you today.
It's a great honour to speak to you, Sam.
But more of an honour to speak to me.
Thank you very much.
Love you, bye.
Bye-bye.
What countries do you think I've just offended? Do you think that guy gets really annoyed at parties? Oh, go on, do the voice. Oh, God. Simples. There we are, you happy now? Go on, do the voice.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Don't know if you know this, but for Sport Relief this year, I am taking part in Let's Dance for Sport Relief, which is that show where they have all the celebs on and they do a dance. Have you seen that before? It's been running for a few years now.
Yeah, I have.
It's on Saturday nights.
You've got a lot to live up to. Do you know how good they are, the people that win it?
Are they?
They're amazing. Mm. Like when Rufus Hound did Cheryl Cole.
Oh, he was good, wasn't he?
Yeah.
I remember seeing that.
There's loads of them that have been brilliant.
Well, I am now deep in rehearsals with Ollie Mears. He's my dance partner.
Are they doing pairs this year?
Mostly yes. I think I'm allowed to say that. Yeah, no, it is pairs this year. So, obviously the natural pairing would be me and Mears. And I've realised something just from going to a 3-hour rehearsal yesterday. Dancing is really hard. I never realised. Officially, it's hard.
Mm.
Makes it look so easy. When Madonna was, like, doing her thing at the Super Bowl, even though she's, like, 86, she looked incredible. She can do it.
She's only a few years older than yourself.
I know.
Is your performance going to be similar to that of the Super Bowl
no.
Madonna performance?
Is it just leg out, squat?
No.
Leg out, squat?
I can do squats now.
Well, there you go. You'll be all right then.
No, it's more than that. I've actually got a video on my phone, which I'm not allowed to put anywhere at the moment, but it's the dance teacher that's teaching us doing what I've got to do, my bit of the routine. I just don't see it happening.
How long have you got?
I've got like 3 weeks. And after seeing me yesterday, they were like, ah, you'll only need a couple of rehearsals. And now I've just looked at my email diary and I'm in every day next week. So I must have been rubbish. Also, I'm not going to say what the song is, but this is how bad I am. Right, so the song is naturally quite fast.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to play you another song. Should we do the Will I Am one? Here's an example. This is how slow they have to play the song for me to be able to dance to it at the moment.
This beat is so hard. I'm gonna go hard, hard to the core.
This is fast as I'm going. So you know the normal tempo of this song. You can go hard, you can go home.
Harder than worldwide stadium tours.
That's the normal speed of it, listen.
Will it survive? Never decease.
No way, I cannot go that fast.
What, because you're unfit or because you don't...
Because I can't do the moves that fast. I can't keep up with it. So this is the speed I can do it right now. And this is a struggle.
What moves are you doing?
I'ma work hard. That's my thesis.
What? I'm struggling to keep up even at this pace.
Dashing, screeching.
Here we go.
Pardon me, man.
In the dance studio, it's not this song we're doing, but they are playing it at this speed.
So do you look like you're doing Tai Chi? Because I can't work out what on earth... What sort of moves? It's almost harder to do it slowly.
Ollie Murs can do it, obviously, at the speed it's meant to be at. Me, not so much. I'm in slow motion.
Just quickly show me a bit. Can you show me a bit?
Not at this stage, Becky. I'll get back to you next week on that.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Today, I think, is one of my favourite days after Christmas Day and, obviously, my birthday, which is coming up. I'm, of course, talking about Safer Internet Day. It's up there with the greats, isn't it?
It is good, yeah.
It's one of the best days, I think.
It's better than Talk Like a Pirate Day.
Actually, I think it is. You're right, yeah. Mm. Now, we are marking Safer Internet Day, which means what exactly?
Well, it's basically just making sure that people know not to get their bits out online.
Right.
And if they do, yeah, just don't. It's best not to.
Not more to it than that?
Well, no, it's just making sure that you don't embarrass yourself or your friends online. And just know what you're doing before. Just think about it a bit before you start sending.
Because I reckon a lot of people don't.
Yeah, well, you didn't with your picture of you and Ollie Murs.
Yeah, but that was just my mic pack in my pocket. So hypothetically, right, if I was to put a picture of my bits on the internet and think that you were just seeing it, maybe, and some of my friends.
Yeah.
That might not be true.
No, because even if you DM me like you normally do,
yeah,
I might then. Right-click save as and then send that out to the wider public.
And that I wouldn't be safe then, would I?
Because they pay quite a lot in Bazaar.
Not for that, though.
What are you saying?
They wouldn't.
Don't downgrade yourself.
So let's say if I am share... No. So let's say if I want to share...
Let's say if you are share.
No.
That's a whole different day.
Let's say if I want to share...
Yes.
What would you suggest I do?
Take care.
Oh, share, take care.
Yeah. If you really want to do that, don't get your head in the picture.
Okay.
You can't just give that as advice.
Well, no, surely. I think that's sensible. You can't recognise you then.
There's other ways to identify.
So what are we doing now?
Well, I've done a very special edition of 24 Years at the Tap End.
Eh? That's
Chris,
his thing.
Yeah, I know. Chris doesn't know about this yet. I went on his Facebook... And went back through to 2006, because you can see all the way back now.
Oh, okay. God. So this is all from Chris's Facebook timeline?
Yeah. So I've got from...
I didn't think you were my mate on Facebook anymore. I thought I got rid of you.
Well, no, I can still see it.
Oh, no.
So what you've done here, Chris, is you've shared all this stuff.
Right.
Maybe without taking care.
Right.
As we're about to find out, I can't wait for this. This might be better than the actual Tap End. So this is 24 Years at the Tap End, the story of Chris... Told entirely by his Facebook timeline.
I'm not sure I'm ready for this.
I'm ready. I'm more than ready. So who's reading this? Are you going to read this, or is Chris reading it? Or
I'll read it. I've written it in Chris's style.
Okay, so you're reading it.
I tried to do it, yeah. I tried to do it as Chris.
Okay, so you... We now have to think that you are Chris.
Yeah.
Cool, okay.
Don't worry, it's fine.
And remember, everyone, this is all true because it's on his actual Facebook.
Ready?
Not ready.
Ready.
I don't think he's ever going to be ready, so I'll just say ready and then go with it. Ready. When writing my autobiography, I totally didn't realise that my 19th to 24 years at the Tap End are actually already out there on Facebook.
Oh, no.
This could have saved me loads of work, as even better than that, there's pictures and all sorts of stories from all my mates, all there for loads of people to see.
Oh, God.
My 19th year at the Tap End was very eventful. I spent a lot of it posing for pictures. I'm most proud of my half-naked and hungover work. Especially the one of me performing an MIA-style rude hand action towards the camera.
What's that?
That was a picture I found of you naked and hungover doing a rude...
Are we really doing this now?
A rude finger thing.
This is actually on, yeah.
But what should we be sharing this with the nation?
Oh, do you want me to put the pictures up?
No.
He said, should we be?
Oh, right, I thought he said, should we be sharing as in...
All right.
Or should we be putting the pictures on the Facebook?
No, we shouldn't.
You've already shared it with the nation.
Not like this. This is...
You kind of have.
I'm not sure how many yards of ale there are in a mile, but my photos show that I must have drunk at least a short car journey's worth of beer on one night out. I was so proud I took a picture of the bucket people were sick into. The Bucket of Justice.
Oh, yeah.
Dressed as a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle at the time, this was quite a night.
I know exactly the nights that you're talking about here, Glenbar, Justice.
This made me feel so... I'm not Chris anymore, by the way. Right. I know the accent's so good.
Bing. Welcome back.
This made me feel so sick. There's actually pictures of... It's disgusting.
There's a bucket in Glenbar in Southampton that has been there longer than any student has. And it was used in socials, basically, as a sort of communal...
Oh.
Enough, move on.
Yes.
So this is all on Facebook, the bucket's on there?
Yeah.
So let's say that we go in for a new job. Maybe the potential employer may ask you about the Bucket of Justice.
It's probably not the best, is it?
No.
In fact, I spent most of my 19th and 20th years at the Tap End dressed up. There's pictures of me as an extra in Brokeback Mountain, as Danger Mouse, Osama Bin Laden, a Smurf, a sexy devil, and even one of me dressed as Tony Blair at the Justice staff party.
Brokeback Mountain? What are you going on about? Is that me dressed as a cowboy, you mean?
Yeah.
Well, you've spun that badly.
Well, no, because you did look like an extra in Brokeback Mountain. I didn't know what you were up to.
And Bin Laden?
Yeah.
I was meant to be a sheik.
Oh, well, it looks like it was Osama Bin Laden. And Tony Blair?
Yeah, that was... Yeah, no, I acquired a Tony Blair mask, so I thought I'd go out.
I used to have one of those.
People threw stuff at me. It was really bad. It had the opposite effect.
What did you want? To get the ladies?
Well, I just thought it'd be a good fancy dress, but it's not good when you turn up in a club, walk down the stairs, and there's people sort of booing you.
Right, girls, I'm the Prime Minister.
Hello, ladies.
I'm Tony Blair.
It was the club I worked for. They couldn't afford a special guest, so they just dressed me up as Tony Blair. And all the posters, when they said special guest, it was just me in a mask.
Of all the people you'd want as a special guest in a club, is that the one that they wanted, Tony Blair?
No, they were after absolutely
like,
anybody.
Don't you book, like, PAs and all that sort of stuff?
Yeah. People paid extra for it as well. I that's probably why they were angry thinking about it.
There's also a rather compromising photo of me with a blow-up sheep. I loved that sheep. I don't actually know if you did love that sheep, but it looks like it from the picture, so that's right. What I put. If this is the conclusion that I've drawn, imagine what other people are going to think.
Did you love that sheep or not? Just to clarify.
You did in the picture.
I did.
Okay. I lived with an interesting assortment of people. There are many photos of my housemates dressed in bright spandex, some of whom Facebook tells me have now gone on to work in the city, and one as a teacher. There's a great photo of me kissing one of my male housemates. I don't look like I'm enjoying it, but all the same, happy memories.
Is there really a photo of that?
Yeah.
Don't remember that.
He does. There's a great blurry picture of me shirtless at 2 a.m. one evening, holding my 6-inch outside Subway.
Oh, right, yeah, that'll be meatballs. No,
I didn't look too
Marin. What's it? Marinara?
Marinara?
Marinier? Yeah. Something like that.
Judging by some of my statuses, I have a few regrets from some of my nights out, especially the night I got a bit sick in Manzel's Curry House, or the night I celebrated Dan Perkins' birthday by getting naked whilst DJing in Jester's on their athletic union night.
There's a lot of you getting your kit off.
A worrying amount of information in this.
Yeah.
You could do one of those nudie calendars for charity just from his Facebook.
I don't remember half of this. Is this really all on there?
Yeah, this is my favourite. During my 19th year at the Tap End, I had many interests, including The Right Stuff, MasterChef and Keenan and Kel. I also loved doing personality tests. One said I was a connoisseur of art and beauty, but I had a mild neuroticism. Not sure if that's rude or not, but apparently I've got a few emotional bumps I need to get rid of. All what? In all, my 19th year was full of gimmicks.
What does that mean?
I think that means you're slightly...
Being neurotic.
Yeah. It's not erotic.
It's a bit weird that that's all on my Facebook, though.
Well, you put it there.
But Becky's sharing it. I just don't think any of us here are taking care with it.
No, it's not for me to take care of it. Well, it is a bit, but you should have taken care of it when you put it up in the first place.
Well, I will now. I might... What do I do?
Yeah, I definitely delete Osama Bin Laden, the sick bucket...
Shake, Justice.
Tony Blair, Keenan and Kel.
I think what we need to do now, you remember on Jerry Springer where he used to do that final thought thing? Where he kind of said what he'd learned that episode.
Yeah.
Do you want to do that? Chris's final thought?
Well, me do it?
Yeah, yeah. Just to sum up for your experience here.
All right. You know what? I reckon be careful what you put on Facebook because if your mate's with Becky or someone like Becky, it'll end up being talked about and it will come back to bite you in the backside again later in your life. I'll be back after the break.
All right. I just needed that. I just needed the thought a bit, really, didn't need to be actual Jerry.
The Scott Mills Daily.
It's that time again, everyone. It's Tuesday evening, and that means it's time for your fix of 24 years at the Tap End. This is the official story of Chris's life, not the one that Becky got from Facebook earlier. Do you dress up as anyone in this episode? Any former prime ministers?
No, not in this one.
Any sheikhs?
No.
Okay, so here is the actual latest pages from Chris's autobiography. Sit back, relax, enjoy, share, take care.
I thought I'd take you to the 21st year at the Tap End, if that's all right.
Okay, so you're 21.
I'm 21, yeah.
It's a big year.
Ready?
Ready.
Charlie, a.k.a. Chazza D, had been a good mate of mine for many years. He's very well-respected member of our group.
Hang on, is this Chango?
Chazza.
No. Oh, I'm getting confused.
Yeah, no, there's Chango, someone completely different. He's a very well-respected member of our group, and it's for this reason that his birthday parties are always well-attended and are generally an above-average event.
He'll be happy with that.
Only last year we went to Manchester for a night out, which was by and large quality. And I don't use that phrase lightly. After a late night hunt for booze, ended up in an accidental detour to somewhere called Canal Street. It was a great way to see in Charlie's birthday. One year, however, the lads really decided to go for it. We decided that for Charlie's birthday, we would venture abroad to the beautiful Czech city of Prague.
Oh, yes.
We had heard some brilliant stories about Prague, and we were all very keen to make the most of it in the name of Charlie's birthday. We were met at the airport in Prague by our rep, a blonde-haired man called Mike that looked like a mixture of Bon Jovi and Peter Stringfellow. This was exactly the first impression we were all hoping for from our guide in Prague.
Please tell me you got on a coach.
We didn't, no. Oh. They really looked after us. I've got to say, they put us in a little minibus to take us into Prague.
Even better.
He handed us each a beer and put us in the minibus towards our apartment. The accommodation was surprisingly nice, considering how much we had paid. But we weren't there for that. We dumped bags, mussed up, and headed straight out. In the first bar, our guide, who we had for two nights, unveiled a plan of action. We instantly respected him as our leader and followed like sheep. He took us straight to a restaurant for steak and chips. I'd later find I misheard the word chips when our lovely steak meal was interrupted by a confident female dancer in the middle of our table. Do you know what I mean?
Steak and...
chips.
Steak and...
chicks.
Kind of.
Steak and...
strips.
You're getting there.
Kind of.
That's along the right lines.
Very warm. As Mike the rep explained, it was Charlie's birthday. The dancer proceeded to strip Chaz half naked and pour candle wax on him. It was weird, and I didn't quite understand why she was doing it, but Charlie was too afraid and happy in equal measures to question her antics. Through all this, people in the restaurant looked on, which was a bit distracting.
Was she meant to be there?
Apparently so.
Was
I think our
just
guide...
a ruse to try and nick your meat?
No. We all had our own steak dinner, which was beautiful.
Right.
She
one
wasn't of the nicest
just after
I've
food.
Had. No. She just turned up, walked onto our table. I wasn't expecting it.
She's on the table?
On the table, as we all sat around eating.
Right.
And it was just a very, very odd experience
whilst
in the middle of a restaurant.
Whilst you were still
eating? Yeah, and whilst everyone else was eating as well.
Does that put you off?
That's a bit rude. Just wait till after the meal, you know?
Yeah.
Can I just ask about the guide?
Mm.
Mike, is it?
Yep.
So he's there all the time. You've got a Peter Stringfellow Bon Jovi bloke, and he's around with all your mates all the time.
I didn't realise we'd get this when we booked, but he turned up, picked us up from the airport, and then when we went to the apartments, he just hung around. And then he said he was there to take us out that evening as well. It was a result. So what he would do is he would just take us out to all the bars and look after us, and he knew everyone. It was brilliant.
He's like a fixer.
He was a fixer, yes.
You see on those documentaries where they get a fixer to get them in places.
Yeah. So he's the one who obviously knew this lady who turned up halfway through my meal.
Oh, it was a friend of his?
Yeah. I imagine so, yeah.
How much do you have to pay for this holiday? To get your own personal tour guide?
It really wasn't very much.
Are you sure he's not just someone that fancies a night out? I find it weird. He could have just been a hanger-on-er.
When you think about it, I never knew we were getting a guide. I don't think any of us did.
I don't think he was a guide.
He's just a randomer.
I think he was just tagged along.
He was a legend either way, though. He knew all the best places to go. No queues. It was a proper good night out. We ended up in a club by a river that had about three levels, where my mate pulled off a move I had only heard rumours before that he had performed. I'd met Paddy for the first time this holiday. He was mates with Dougsy at Manchester Uni, and he was a king.
He's an actual king?
Well, in my eyes, yeah.
Oh. King of where? One of those rubbishy small countries.
Sorry, I interrupted.
As I queued to get into the club, he walked in, and as I got in, no more than 5 minutes later, he was walking out with a girl. He's a master at this. He would go into a club, stare at a girl, and with a simple flick of the wrist, get her interested.
What?
You told me about this before.
Yeah.
Like that?
No, he walks in, and it's a quick, like... It just does circles with his hands.
Like a when the traffic lights go out and the policemen stand there to move the cars on.
Like he's moving on traffic, yeah. So what he does is he'll just see this girl and he'll just stare at her.
Right.
And I think if she's with her mates, she's obviously thinking like you catch eye attention, he just stares.
Yeah.
And then he just starts doing that with his hand.
That is weird. That's wrong. That is gross.
I'm telling you, this works. And then he goes up near her and just. The main thing here is he just slips his hand into hers, and at that point it's done. The deal's done. I'm not joking, and this is true. He walked out with that girl before I was in the club.
It works.
And he told me that's how he did it.
So you have to pretend that you're beckoning traffic, oncoming traffic.
Just down there. So
do you have to whistle? You've got to whistle.
No,
there?
No. All you do is stare at the girl, do that hand movement towards her, like you're reeling her in.
Are you staring her out?
Yeah, just really stare at her.
That was weird.
No, I don't.
No, I don't. I don't think you're both realizing how girls work at this.
Well, it's like, really good.
I am one. Are you saying it works on every girl apart from me?
Yeah, but you're not viewing this in a clubbing environment. You're not viewing this in a.
There's a girl outside there. We'll turn the lights off, right? Let's get Anna, who's out there. Right, we'll get her in.
What,
hang on.
When she walks in, do I just do this? Yeah. Just see what she says.
Right, so now in the studio, the lights are down really, really low.
Have you got any music?
Yeah, hang on.
Here she comes.
So, what do you make of Chris's gestures?
It looks a bit like he's stroking himself.
Hey? Scott, I'm going to go in with a hand thing.
Oh, I'm a bit scared. He's looking at me in a really sinister way.
Do I lean in?
Oh, goodness. Okay. I don't know you that well. What just happened?
That was...
That worked for you?
I don't understand what it's for. It's to make him
just
more...
Just works. It's
make
magic.
Make leave the club with him.
Oh, really? Oh... Well, we're not in a club, though, so
we
maybe...
There you go.
Oh, we did the lights.
We turned the lights down and put on Swedish House Mafia.
That's
what do you want?
See what you did there?
Did that do anything for you or not?
No, not in any way whatsoever.
Right. Rubbish. Well, it works for Paddy, so...
He must be hot.
Not really, no. It's hard to explain, but it worked more often than not. I once saw him go out in a British cycling shirt and pretend he was an Olympic cyclist. No one ever questioned it. It wasn't as obvious as saying you were a footballer.
Was he wearing cycling shorts?
No, he wasn't, but he acquired a T-shirt which said... He got it made up, which said Team GB cycling team.
He'd really thought about this, eh?
The next day, we tried to fit in a bit of culture, taking a walk into Prague and having a pizza in a nice restaurant.
That's not culture. There's loads of culture in Prague.
We went to a restaurant.
But that's not culture.
What would you call that?
Eating?
That's having a pizza.
We also visited a sports bar before we headed back... before we headed back to the apartments to prepare for another big night out. Looking back, that one was a bit of a blur. Our flight was at around 8:30 the next morning.
I woke up at 6, thankfully in our apartment, with a naked Dan Broadley asleep in the bath.
Is that Dan Broadley?
I thought it was Cockney rhyming slang. With a naked Dan Broadley, I was thinking. Audley.
And where's Mike the rep? Is he in bed with you?
Oh, no, I don't. I think he was gone at that point. I'm sure he was a rep.
I like it, you're questioning it now.
Did he have a badge which said rep, like your mate had for the GB cycling team? You just believe him?
No, he just took control and I just thought, I just bowed down. So just, no, I mean, like, no, I mean, oh, no. We really struggled to make the plane home and Dan was violently ill the entire flight. But it had been a legendary weekend. My mate Ollie, also known as Sir Dosser, wrote a song about it, Bish Bash Bosh, all about having a laugh in Prague.
Yes, we remember this.
Do you remember you played it a while ago?
Yeah.
How can you get it out of your head? I still sing that accidentally.
People loved it. If you've not heard Bish Bash Bosh before, it's a catchy one.
Bish Bash Bosh, having a laugh in Prague. Some banter, your beer, not
but this is the trip that the song was about.
Exactly.
Bash, bash, bosh, having a laugh in Prague. Some banter,
your beer, not whatever happened to Sir Dosser?
Oh, he's doing all right. He's just working on more music.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, I've got his latest one if you want it.
Well, how would you not mention that to me before now?
Well, I just wasn't sure if you guys really liked Bish Bash Bosh enough that you would...
Hello? Becky,
well, I know you did, Scott, yeah. But Becky wasn't so sure, and I just thought...
No, I think we're both keen.
There's something unique about it.
Yeah.
I do like it. It's certainly catchy.
Well, let's put it out there. Let's ask the audience. This is Sir Dosser, if you've not heard it before, and his song Bish Bash Bosh, about the holiday we've just been talking about in the beautiful Czech city of Prague. Would you like to hear more of this man, his new song?
The cat is not going to be dropped, save it for a rainy day. And then, yippee-ki-yay, Sir Dosser brights up the day.
Text 8999. Let me know if you want to hear more Sir Dosser. It's got to be a yes, surely.
I'm annoyed that Mike the Rep didn't get a little verse in that.
Have you got any pictures of him on Facebook or whatever?
Oh, I probably would somewhere. Becky probably knows.
What year did you go to Prague? Was your 21st year at the Tap End?
Yeah. You've just got to imagine Bon Jovi and Stringfellow.
Right.
I mean, if we can mash them two together somehow.
Hybrid.
That you've got him.
If Stringfellow and John Bon Jovi had a son.
Yeah.
God forbid. That's what Mike looked like.
That's him.
John Bon Jovi and his partner, Peter Stringfellow. I'm proud to announce the birth of their beautiful baby boy, Mike.
The Rep.
BBC Radio 1.
Alex in Cardiff has got confused. I think he thought that last song was the new Sir Dosser track. He's like, wow, this is awesome. It's not that. If you're not aware of Sir Dosser, he is one of Chris's mates off of 24 Years at the Tap End. He's a good lad, isn't he?
Really good lad, yeah.
And he makes music.
Sorry, it just came out.
The one we heard before on the show was Bish Bash Bosh. Once you've heard it, it's hard to get out of your head.
Bish Bash Bosh, having a laugh in Prague. Boshing some banter, with your beer, not banter. Bish Bash Bosh, having a laugh in Prague. Boshing some banter, with your beer, not banter.
Now that was the one about the holiday in Prague, which we heard about on Tap End tonight at 5:15.
Yeah, it's a tune.
Absolute tune. Now, we've got some new Sir Dosser material here, which we didn't have time to play before Newsbeat. So are you going to give us a little kind of lead up to this?
So he sent this to me the other day, because obviously Bish Bash Bosh seemed to be quite successful. He thought he would write another one.
Mm.
I wasn't really sure about giving this to you, but you've got it now.
Yeah, thanks.
So you're going to play it? I'm not sure. I'm worried about Becky.
Right.
And her
I'm all for it. Okay, so what is the track?
Do you want the name of it? It's called That's a Tear Up. You know what a tear up is?
I do.
No.
It's like a gimmick.
It's a night out.
Like if you, like, let's say if me and you went out, Becky, and had a couple of vodkas, that would be a tear up.
Right.
Well, no, kind of, yeah. But it's called That's a Tear Up. Becky, you don't look sure.
No, I know why I don't know what a tear up is, and that's because I spent Saturday night online trying to work out whether I should not dry clean my coat or not.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
Not had a tear up for a while, have you?
No.
Anyway, here is Sir Dossa with his new track, That's a Tear Up. You might slightly recognise the tune here. Like that. Here we go.
It's 5:30 on a Friday and I'm thirsty. Who's on a tear up? Who's getting chirpy? Head straight down the cruiser, the boozer. Last one to the bar is the loser. Beer for me, a white wine for the lady.
So it's about getting the drinks into the bar.
Yeah.
What are you thinking so far, Becala?
A bit sexist with his drinks options, but...
I've got a temper like Tiny, getting on it. It's like ABC or 1, 2, 3.
I like that. I've got a temper like Tiny.
He's on a tear up, hit me up. ASAP, get so tanked up and you can't... That's a tear up.
Had to edit it a little bit. For daytime reasons.
When you wake up in bed with a nasty sore head, that's a tear up.
Tear up.
Where you splash all your cash and end up.
Edit.
That's a tear up.
Tear up. Tear up.
When you get home with no keys, wallet or no phone, that's a tear up.
Tear up. Tear up.
Are you recognising the tune at all?
Is it That's Amore?
Yeah, That's Amore. Now, what I wish that Sir Dossa would have done is stuck more to the original tune, because he's singing That's Amore, but I don't know what the music is doing in the background.
Right.
I think this should have been more of an original thing. That's my honest feedback to him.
Okay.
But I generally like it very much.
Get so tanked up and you can't. That's a tear up.
Tear up.
When you wake up in bed with a nasty sore head, that's a tear up.
Tear up. Tear up.
When you splash all your cash and end up,
yeah,
that's a tear up.
Tear up. Tear up.
When you get home with no keys, wallet or no phone, that's a tear up.
Tear up. Tear up.
There it is. World exclusive on BBC Radio 1 of That's a Tear Up by Sir Dossa. Let us know what you think. 81199 at BBCR1 Twitter. Radio 1 on Facebook. You just look confused, Becky.
I just think you should get closer to the mic when you sing.
That would be good. I don't think...
I spend so much time trying to hear the words that I forget the song.
Yeah. It's about having a good night.
I just think it's hilarious that my mate Ollie Butler, Sir Dossa, is getting his songs played on Radio 1.
I bet he's loving every moment of it. I really is.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
And now this.
Two people, two cups of water, one bin. Innuendo Bingo, the duel.
Okay, so it's Tuesday night on Radio 1.
Kel Surprise, the crotchless jeans are on again.
Chris, have you ever changed...
Every Tuesday.
Do you ever change your jeans?
Yeah, I did. I just put these on specially on a Tuesday for Becky.
Do you only wear those on a Tuesday, the crotchless ones?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Something to stare at, eh?
Yeah. Can someone stitch them up for next week, please?
I can do that now because I bought myself a sewing kit the other day.
Did you?
Yeah.
Why don't you just use the free ones from hotels?
Oh, no, I don't do that. I needed to sew something up. I've never done that before in my life. And it was like £4 and you get the whole lot in there, everything. In like a little handy bag as well, good. Anyway, it's time for Innuendo Bingo, the duel. It's one of the favourite things for a lot of people that we do on the show. We play you something that sounds a little bit saucy from the radio or TV that loads of you have spotted. Thank you so much if you've been emailing in with these. It's all you, this. Everything pretty much that we play on Innuendo Bingo is spotted by you. So the idea is you put water in your mouth and when you hear the clip, you may well spit it out because it sounds a bit mood. Let us know if you're playing along. 81199, let me know where you are tonight and let me know how much you spit. Okay, ready? No protection tonight. Just your normal clothes?
No, we just got a show meeting after, so I don't need to look good.
Chris in a stripy top, Becky in a blue hoodie, just to let you know, everybody. Just so you can picture that. All right.
I could stick my hood up.
Yeah, do that.
Yeah.
Okay, lots of water, please. I want to have a good one tonight. Mm. Fill your mouth. So we go over to James from Glasgow, who spotted this. Cheers, James. He... was hearing the BBC Scotland post-match interview after Rangers versus Dundee. Sorry, I've just heard this clip before. All right. Got your water?
Mm-hmm.
Ready?
Mm.
Here we go.
Congratulations on your goal. Talk me through it.
I don't know. It was a great build-up play. You know, Dicker's always going to slip the balls into you, and you know, luckily I got a good touch and got my shot away.
Who got wet?
Chris.
Oh, dear.
Very much so.
Dicker's always going to slip the balls into you, and you know, luckily I got a good touch and got my shot away.
He's going to regret that.
He certainly is. He probably already is. Okay, more water, please.
Becker's always going to slip their balls in at you.
Oh, no, Becky, that's not nice. That is not cricket.
It was too good to not play again. It wasn't, it was football.
I was just saying, sorry.
Okay. I'll play nicely now.
Square in the face.
You are really... You've got actual water dripping from your hair. Okay. Water.
Oh.
Take it. Lots of people spotted this one. From an episode of Country File.
Ivor Hancock is a traditional basket weaver and...
Well held.
Ivor Hancock is a traditional basket weaver and craftsman.
Very good, everybody. There we are. Well
Don't
held.
I think that is one. Don't you need to be called, like, Ivor Wood?
Ivor Hancock is a traditional basket weaver and craftsman.
It's not really one, but I just thought you might spit it out. Okay, good. Very well done there. Next. Scott off of Fife and a guy called Steve. Our listeners spotted this one.
Sorry, Scott from Fife?
Fife.
Oh, Becky, that's not right!
You'd already taken the water too early.
Nah, come on. That's a yellow card, surely.
Oh my God, look at your jeans. Okay. Scott.
Was it Scott from Fife?
From Fife.
Oh, right.
Scotland. And another listener called Steve. This is on MasterChef. Take your water in your mouth, please.
You should be flattered there, Chris. I found you funny.
Ready? Ready? Here we go. MasterChef.
Love the slippery beef and the strength of your sauce, and I love the tang of the horseradish in the mashed potato.
I just would have liked to have tasted the beef a bit more.
Of course.
Hello?
Slippery beef is a brilliant one.
Love the slippery beef and the strength of your sauce, and I...
I just heard the other bit. Okay. Right. We both... Everyone laughed there. Good. Next one. Water, please. Fill it up. And now over to The Chase with Bradley Walsh.
Here's next question. In what sport does Fanny Schmeller compete for Germany?
Did you manage to hold it, Becky?
No.
All right, I thought you held it there. Okay.
Who's that?
I don't know, but she's a sports lady. More water, please.
Can I hear it again?
More water, please.
Oh. Here's next question. In what sport does Fanny Schmeller compete for Germany?
Well held on the second time. Right, one more for you.
Yeah.
Water. Becky is a squirter, says Dave in Derby. She really is tonight. It's going everywhere. Ben in Suffolk says, my boyfriend is soaked. Innuendo Bingo is not great for weightlifting too. I just laughed and dropped a dumbbell on my stomach. Otherwise, that's stupid. Don't listen to Innuendo Bingo when you're in the gym. What's going on now?
Funny Schmeller.
Okay. One last one, please. Chris, come on.
I know.
You lose it every week. Come on. Put it together, man. One last one.
There you are. Get your hands around those.
Ooh, thanks, Kenton.
Oh, I'd rather get it straight down my throat. Oh, that's better.
Oh, there's nothing like a whiskey mac for warming you up.
Yeah, that's good. The Archers, do it again.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Tonight, it's Drunk Sound of Baseline Smith, remix of Utah Saints, sampling what?
Can you... Utah Saints.
We would have also accepted Annie Lennox and the Eurythmics.
What song is it, though?
Must be talking to an angel.
Oh, yeah, there must be an angel. Yeah. Thanks for that.
Your chosen field and mastermind this evening is not music.
No.
What would you do?
Oh, he does Prisoner Cell Block H.
I've done it already.
Have you?
I did Celebrity Mastermind a couple of years ago.
What celebrity show haven't you not done?
Not many.
I got a little giggle out of the one that doesn't speak. He wouldn't have heard it, obviously, because he doesn't giggle either.
No. Dancing on Ice, because you were rejected?
Yeah, I was.
Were you?
I went for the audition. They said, you're a lovely guy, but you can't skate. I held onto the side.
If it was Dancing on Ice, you'd have got in, but yeah, unfortunately...
It wasn't. I held onto the side all the way through, off of being five.
So, okay. Now, what are the rules of applying for a celebrity TV show?
They generally ask you, I think.
Have you ever invited yourself on?
Hi, could you let me on, please?
No, there's nothing wrong with that. I invite myself to DJ gigs all the time. Have you ever invited yourself onto a celebrity show?
Not so far, but I think it will get to that point.
What's been the most fun one? Wow.
You always say that talent show you filmed in Bristol.
So that wasn't really me.
Upstaged? You like that one?
Yeah.
Upstage. God, Becky, you are just a... You are a Ready One's own private file of awesome embarrassment.
Mm. It was a BBC Three show. Didn't really
She's
get...
a whistleblower, isn't she?
Yeah, didn't
She's
get
a professional
series.
Whistleblower. She just...
She knows everything.
She just walks around the station going... Walking up to, like, impressionable young assistant producers like Matt Fincham and going, Lanolin. And Fincham goes, oh, Becky, don't do this to me. She puts her firm but fair hand on his shoulder, squeezes ever so slightly but authoritatively and goes, Lanolin.
Yeah.
It's just real talk.
Oh.
Oh, no. Are you trying to mask it with street slang?
Becky's real talk.
True say. Stay on her good side. That's my advice.
BBC
Radio 1.
BBC Radio